Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Well, I'm not the only one saying tear it all down after observing the USAID massive fraud and corruption. Just 14,000 employees there, federal employees at the USAID, all they did was wire money to a bunch of programs that were CIA fronts, transgenderism, child mutilation, propaganda in other nations. Anti-America, anti-Trump, everything woke, libtard, that's all it was, a giant slush fund. Oh, of course, but a percentage of everything went back to the Democrats for campaign donations. So Democrats are going to have a tough time in the midterms, that's for sure, because all their money laundering has just been shut down, or at least part of it. And USAID is so corrupt, it's such a shocker, we're talking about thousands of journalists being paid off across hundreds of corporate media organizations, paid off to lie, to attack Trump, to attack conservatives, to lie, to cover up the truth about vaccines, to try to lie about ivermectin, to cover up the election rigging of 2020, you name it, right? A giant bribery slush fund with everybody on the list receiving money who's a globalist like Hillary Clinton and Bill Kristol and others. Bill Gates, Gavi, you know, you name it. Politico, right? All on the list. Well, USAID only represents less than 1% of the U.S. federal budget. If they uncovered that much waste and fraud and corruption and criminality in USAID, imagine how much more fraud and corruption is yet to be found. And as Elon Musk said about USAID, you can't save the apple by removing a worm because it's all worms. It's a ball of worms, he said. You have to throw out the ball of worms. There's no apple left. I'm telling you, there's no republic left. Actually, what you need to do is shut it all down, dismantle the whole damn system brick by brick, shut down every agency, fire every federal employee, reset the entire system, start over. This system is so corrupt, so filled with criminals, so filled with grift, money printing, corruption, and nearly $37 trillion in debt now. That's trillion with a T. Unimaginable levels of debt can never be repaid. It's headed for a total collapse that will wipe out the life savings of most Americans when that day comes. This system cannot be saved. It has to be scrapped and restarted. Reboot the system? That's how you save America. And it looks like possibly Trump is headed in that direction. Remember what I said about the dollar. The only way to save the dollar is to actually default on the debt. The only way to save America is to end the whole debt system, reset the system, launch a new currency that's backed by gold. And maybe you call it the dollar, but it's essentially a new currency backed at least partially by gold, maybe 25%. You have to do that or you're done. And if you lose the dollar, you lose the republic. And we are losing the dollar. This is a runaway train flying through the air. The bridge has already collapsed and we're in free fall right now. Haven't yet hit the ground below the ravine, but that's where America is right now. A runaway train wreck in free fall. And the only way to have a parachute for this thing and save ourselves is to reset the system before the collision. Is Trump working in that direction? I believe so. I don't know for sure what his plans are, but I know for sure that people like Elon Musk realize this system cannot be salvaged. It is so corrupt. I mean, look at the senators. Look at the military-industrial complex. Look at the big pharma lobby. This whole system is beyond saving. The corruption, the spying on the American people, you know, the deep state, the bureaucracy. Yeah, you can fire 14,000 USAID employees, but guess what? There's always another agency that's even more corrupt, like Medicare or the Pentagon or HHS, CDC, NIH, FDA, EPA. You got to go through and fire really about 19 out of 20 federal employees in every agency to even make a dent in this. And if that's what they want to do, by the way, it's pretty easy to replace 19 out of 20 employees because only 6% of them even showed up for work anyway, so that's only a little bit over 1 out of 20. You know, they never showed up anyway. You fire 19 out of 20 federal employees, you have no loss in productivity. And if you want to actually get something done in a federal agency, you just use AI agents at this point. AI can replace virtually every federal worker. There might be a few exceptions where it can't, but for the most part, AI can do everything they could do even better, and actually more honestly. For example, you could have had AI agents assessing all of the USAID wire transactions and making sure that they are legal and that they are approved by Congress, and if not, then block them. And AI would use reason and logic, and it would have blocked them, but the humans are corrupt and evil, wicked Democrats, and they didn't block any of them. They just kept wiring the money, even to enemies of America, even to terrorist organizations. They kept wiring the money because the humans in government act more like robots than AI reasoning models would. Yeah, the humans are the dumbed-down robots. The AI is much smarter than them. And I think Elon Musk is onto this. I think Elon Musk realizes, yeah, you fire 19 out of 20, you replace them with AI, or you just don't replace them at all. Even if you replace them with AI, you save like 99% of the cost. Fire them all and arrest the ones guilty of treason. There might be, you know, a couple percent of the federal workforce that are criminals worthy of criminal prosecutions and arrests. Yeah, you should arrest them and dismantle the whole damn system. We do not need a whole city filled with dishonest, corrupt Democrats. That's basically who works for the federal government. People who hate America, who hate Trump, who hate the people, who just want wide open borders and transgenderism, child mutilations, and mass abortions, and they want to see America overrun by illegals. Get rid of all of them out of the workforce, and then you might have a chance. So I say tear it all down from the inside. If Kash Patel gets confirmed at the FBI, I hope he goes in there and tears it down. If RFK Jr. gets confirmed as head of HHS, I hope and pray, although I don't think he's going to do this, but I would hope and pray that he would go in there and tear it down. End the FDA. End the CDC. End it. It doesn't do anything useful for America. Not a single thing useful. End it all. The states can take over food safety. You don't need a federal agency running around threatening small businesses and terrorizing America over, you know, herbal supplements or whatever, or homeopathy. It's nonsense. End every federal agency. I mean, the only agency that you really need is, I mean, you do need some kind of Department of Defense. You got to defend the borders. You got to defend the shoreline. You got to defend, you know, the ocean waters, whatever. You do need national defense. You don't need a treasury. The U.S. government shouldn't be in the business of selling debt or printing money or setting interest rates or any of that stuff. All of that should be private sector. You don't need any other agencies at all. And by the way, the whole system's going to come crumbling down sooner or later anyway. No matter what you do, if you don't reform it, it's going to collapse on you anyway, because that's where the dollar's going. So the only choice that Trump really has is either controlled demolition or uncontrolled demolition. That's it. You know, take your pick. Do you want to control the demolition? Have it, like, collapse pancake style in its own footprint, kind of tidy, where you can easily rebuild it? Or do you want an uncontrolled demolition? You don't know which way the high-rise building is going to fall. You don't want uncontrolled demolition. You want to control it so that you can rebuild. I mean, we, the builders of America, we can rebuild this nation. All we have to do is be set free, end censorship, end taxation, end the onerous regulation. And people like myself and others, we can build this country back. We can build back the economy, build back manufacturing, build back jobs. We know how to build things. And we have been suppressed and blacklisted and demonetized and smeared and taxed into oblivion as a means of harming this nation. It's time for us, the builders, to be unleashed, to be free to build this great Republic back to the greatness that it deserves to experience. We know how to do that. We are the builders. And that's what I call on Trump and Doge and everybody in that camp to do is, and I think they are doing this. clear the path, let us build. Clear the regulation, clear the taxation, clear the bullshit, let us build America, and you will find that we are more than happy to contribute, in many cases, in a nonprofit manner, in many cases, giving things away to people, like I'm giving away our AI model, Enoch, that is decentralized knowledge for humanity, building it and giving it away. We don't need to be, you know, billionaires. This is not about profit. This is about, we want to live in a country that's not a tyrannical regime of lunatics. So if you want to help support our message, shop with us at healthrangerstore.com, number one. Read our news website, naturalnews.com, which is very informative, by the way, very informative. And we're publishing 5 times a day. And then, on top of that, watch our videos and interviews and podcasts at brightyod.com, and you will be incredibly informed. Your health will improve. Your assets will be protected. Your knowledge base will improve. You will be empowered. So enjoy our websites, and thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and God bless America. All right, really great news. We've got new products and back in stock at the Health Ranger store. Let me show you right now on my screen here, the matcha superfood latte that we have. It's right here. This is amazing. It's laboratory tested. It's tested for aflatoxins. It's tested for pesticides, heavy metals, microbiology, you name it. This is super delicious and super healthy. And then if you scroll down, healthrangerstore.com, you'll see we have cacao nibs back in stock right here. Yay. Those have been out of stock for 6 months. You know why? Because we kept finding high cadmium levels in the cacao nibs. That's why cadmium, a toxic heavy metal. It's really common in cadmium. Sometimes it's found in coffee. You can find heavy metals in all kinds, like lead and turmeric and lead and moringa herb and things like that. Well, we do extensive testing. So sometimes we're out of stock because it's not clean. I mean, that's just the way it goes. But now we've got clean, laboratory tested cacao nibs back in stock. And we've got a lot of other items at the Health Ranger store. I've got a few on my desk now back in stock. Our laundry detergent. Yes. Get rid of the toxic fragrance chemicals in your laundry detergent. You want to have a clean body, clean blood, a clean life. You know, you want to get rid of the toxins that can cause cancer. You need clean laundry detergent. And get rid of that store-bought crap that's filled with fragrance chemicals and all kinds of synthetics that harm the environment as well as your own health, by the way. Our laundry detergent is ultra clean. Check out the ingredients. Scrutinize them one by one. You'll see that every single ingredient is friendly for the environment and it's friendly for your health, and it gets your clothes clean. We've also got the detox foot pads back in stock there. As you can see, that's been out of stock for a long time. And then we've also got freeze-dried banana pieces now available for the first time in the number 10 cans there for long-term storage, certified organic, laboratory tested, like almost everything that we do. Back to our website, healthrangerstore.com. Also back in stock, we have spirulina and chlorella, and also our chlorella tablets here in various formats. And go also check out our new products. Here's our creamy, buttery, and cheesy mashed potatoes. Certified organic, lab tested. Everybody is loving this. I know it sounds simple. It's like mashed potatoes. Yeah, but it's like, it's the most delicious mashed potato formula you've ever had. And the ingredients are all real, 100% authentic. No artificial colors, no artificial flavors, no substitute garbage. It's like real cheese, real butter, real cream, real mashed potatoes all together. Ultra delicious. And you know, you can add other things to it if you wish, but man, this is a great meal, long-term storage format there for you as well. So check us out. Thank you for your support at healthrangerstore.com. We really appreciate your support. We couldn't do this without you.